Only money in mine is filament for the 3D printing. Because I had to 3D print the fasteners and a 3D print a plastic tube for the gamma match and a handle for carrying it. Because I need the ability to have everything in one hand because the dogs are on the other. And I actually got a television antenna from a neighbor, and I salvaged the elements off from that. Interesting thing, the really narrow, with the really small elements on it, I was actually able to use a hairpin match. I was able to force it to do 440. The 10th element beam, I believe it is, and it will do 440. It's like threading a needle. And all I had to do was cut the directors and elements on it a little bit and get it gamma matched, hairpin matched, and that thing is amazing. I tried forcing the other small antennas on it to be 2 meters, but it just won't work. The elements weren't the correct size, and it just wouldn't force. It was, like, close, very close, but it just wouldn't go. So I used the boom from that for the... making my fox hunt antenna, though, because it's the perfect size.
88OE, yes. I attenuated when the squelch ran out and the fold the elements wasn't helping. I was going off frequency when I got really close, and it was just overloading the front end on the radio, and that was the only way I could get a good bearing on him. I just, I don't know. I need to build a good attenuator. So I can just keep tightening it, you know, tighten it up so this is barely breaking squelch on the thing. Does that club that's putting that on, does that have a Facebook page?